And again, it's our 8th annual Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear recommended summer reading list show. It's our pick of what we believe are some of the best books for kids in three categories: picture books, middle school reads, and young adult novels. For a complete list of all the books that we selected this morning, all you have to do is head over to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now, and we'll have a complete list there, as well as on Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. We continue our 8th annual Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear recommended summer reading list show with A Teacher Like You. The authors are Frank Murphy and Barbara Dan. It's our pleasure to welcome Frank and Barbara to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much. I'm doing great.
Now, you two have quite a unique story, I believe. You two teach together at the same elementary school. What made the two of you
decide to write
a book together? What made you guys decide to write a book together?
So I guess I'll do the first, Barb. Thanks. I've been teaching for 30 years, and I've been a published children's book author for over 20 years. And I wrote a book called A Boy Like You with Sleeping Bear Press, and it did really well. And the only one I thought I was going to write in this what became a series, the Like You series. Then I did A Girl Like You. So A Boy Like You I wrote by myself, but A Girl Like You, if I was going to keep doing these books, I wanted to always have a partner, a collaborator with me, a co-author. So with A Teacher Like You, I knew I wanted to do it because I'm a teacher, and I really wanted someone who teaches in the primary grades. I teach sixth grade in a K-6 school, and Barbara teaches second grade. And we've taught other grades together too, but I wanted a primary teacher, and I chose her, and she said yes.
There you go.
The chosen one.
The chosen one. Now, Barbara, you are an educator. Now, what makes a good teacher, Barbara?
That's a great question. I think, you know, it really just starts with the heart. And I say that all the time. I say that at back to school nights, and I share that with my daughter who wants to be an educator as well. It really starts with the heart and having a heart for other people. I think it really does come down to what's your passion, what's your vision, where do you want to go with these kids, like how do you want to see them grow? And I think all of that kind of flows from your heart.
Now, Frank, you are a male teacher. Why is your presence in the classroom so important to students?
I know when I started teaching, it wasn't my first career choice. I went to school to be a sports agent, and then eventually I decided to go back to grad school to become a teacher. My mom always told me I should. And I remember when I was with the dean of students at the college I was at, he told me, "You're needed in the elementary school levels. You know, you're a strong male, and you're going to be a great influence on boys and girls." You know, every year I think I get kids in my classroom, and they often request someone who's a male because there's just not that many male teachers. And, you know, it could be a boy, a girl, or anyone who, you know, identifies as any gender. They need a male, I guess. I can tell you this. I've had a lot of kids who come from divorced families, and often the kids are staying with the mom. So I know, I hope I've impacted those boys and girls and students who need it, sort of like a father figure, for lack of a better description.
Now, let's talk about this. Now, we have been in some very interesting times for teachers, to say the least. What was teaching like for you guys over the past, you know, year and a half in this pandemic? What has that been like for you guys as teachers?
Really hard. I think if you asked me a couple months ago, I would have had a different answer. Maybe not as enlightening or encouraging, but, you know, now having the school year ended and looking back on it and, you know, like our principal asks us to do like reflections for the end of the year. And I thought about the ways that I've learned about my kids in a different way, the way that they have grown using technology and just how they have grown as like these 21st century kids. And so now looking back, it was very, very hard, but the way that I learned about my students differently, the way that I was able to see how far they can really take themselves using technology, I think that's going to make us better teachers. Wouldn't you agree, Frank?
I agree completely. And I there were times I thought it was easy and times I thought it was hard, like any year, but this just posed different problems. I think all the teachers I've met in my 30 years are just, they persevere for the most part. Probably true in most industries, but you really have to wear a lot of hats as a teacher. It even says it in our book and the author's note about we're counselors, we're nurses, we're coaches. Mm-hmm. I loved this year. I'll tell you the one thing, though, Rodney, that was more draining was having to be sort of the entertainer on the stage. Like when you're teaching virtually, and it got to be to the point for both of us where we were in the classroom teaching some kids in the classroom, but some kids were at home. So that, that was the balancing act that was tough. And then you always want to be fun and entertaining, but I felt like I had to be even more entertaining just to captivate the kids. I think Barb would agree.
Right. It was really, it was a dance. You know, I turn my shoulders to one group of kids in front of me, and I turn around and look at the camera and say, is everyone at home okay? You know, that was probably the most difficult part, just trying to balance in-person and virtual students. But again, flexibility, adaptability, like we made it.
All right. And I'll tell you, in home visits too, I know Barb did it too, just going to a kid's front door, knocking on the door and handing them some papers or a puzzle or a gift, I know it made a big difference, not just for the kid, but for us as teachers, just to see kids, you know, not on a screen, a little square, a little rectangle. I think our kids, so for me, I teach sixth grade, and a lot of the concern was, are the kids moving on to middle school and are they ready? You know, I'd like to believe they weren't behind at all academically, but I can guarantee you this, they're way ahead with social emotional stuff because they had to persevere through so much. They had to grind, and I think they're more ready for life than any group I've ever taught.
There you go. All right. And in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to our 8th annual recommended summer reading list show. I'm Rodney Lear. It's our pick of what we believe are some of the best books for kids in three categories: picture books, middle school reads, and young adult novels. For more information or a complete list of all the books we selected, all you have to do is visit our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Head there now, like us there now, and follow us there as well. On the phone with me is Frank Murphy, also joined by Barbara Dan. They're the authors of the book, A Teacher Like You. Now, tell us about the book. This book is about a subject matter that's close to both of your hearts. Tell us about the book, if you will.
I'll tell you, Rodney, that I started with Barbara writing this book about a year before the pandemic hit. And when we set out to write it, both of our visions were to sort of remind teachers and nudge them about why they became teachers, to inspire kids and to teach leadership lessons and social emotional learning, all these things that are really important in the class. And then the pandemic hit and we were in some of the stages of revising and marrying the text with the illustrations, and it shifted the focus a little bit. We had to get some passages in there about what was going on and illustrations, and it really became a way to just honor teachers. I'll pass the ball to you, Barb.
Yeah, I think Frank and I have taught together. I mean, he teaches sixth now and I'm in second, but we've taught together earlier in my career. And I think it was during those times where we really focused on that social emotional learning and the leadership lessons. And so this book, I think it kind of just brought to life and it validated a lot of things that we were trying to do and instill in kids. It was really a blessing just to kind of be able to put in print and have pictures that show, I've talked about this before, but like a piece of our hearts and where we stand when we go to work every day.
It was our hope to inspire teachers, and I hope we have.
All right. Now, the illustrations in the book are amazing, and the characters in the book are very diverse. How important was that for you guys when you set out to put this project together?
It was critical. I'll let Barb speak to it.
You know, that's like something I'm still learning, but I've always struggled with as a young girl growing up as an Asian American, just not being able to see myself in any textbooks, any picture books, the chapter books, you know, the Babysitter's Club and Anne of Green Gables, like all of these wonderful books and stories that I was never really able to see myself. And now as a mother and a teacher, it's something that I've really worked to kind of set my kids up so that they can find themselves in the stories that they read. So when this opportunity came, it was really important that we didn't, that we were careful about how we portray teachers and that we were careful about which students of color and, you know, just being really diverse in abilities as well and gender, you know, just really making it something so that many students can say, oh my gosh, that looks like me. Like, oh, that looks like my friend, you know. So I feel like Kayla just did an amazing job just trying to encompass like all of the different students that we read, gender, ability, like just cultural backgrounds, all of it.
Kayla is phenomenal. Kayla Heron's the illustrator, and she's illustrated the other books in the series, and she is known for just being able to capture so many different faces and ethnic groups and body types and actions and people's in their eyes and in their actions. She's just phenomenal.
All right.
Right. I mean, even in the illustrations, there's a girl who's holding the basketball with a coach or a gym teacher. And then there's a boy who's in a dance recital, you know, just really breaking through some of the things that we think, like those stereotypes, right? And it's helping kids see that there is a future for anyone.
All right. Now, one of the reasons that I really chose this book is because this is so, I think it's so important at the time that we're facing, the time that we're in with the pandemic, coming out of the pandemic, and everything that teachers have been through during the pandemic and being on the front lines. They're a way to celebrate teachers, I believe.
Absolutely. You know, when the pandemic hit, again, it was perfect timing for this book to honor teachers. And I had kids this year who were battling depression just because they were stuck at home and they saw other kids. And so it really became this situation where, again, teachers really had to step up. Teachers, principals, counselors, nurses at schools, and the parents too. I probably spoke to parents more this year than any other year, and I give my cell phone number out to parents, and you know, I want to be available 24/7. I know Barb does the same thing. I really hope that people keep this in mind and in their hearts, that you know, to appreciate teachers, because for a long time teachers haven't been always appreciated, and I'm hoping this isn't just a thing where it fades away. I think people really realized, hey, man, when you're stuck at home with your kids all day, you realize the kind of kid you've raised, right? Because now they're acting like they maybe do at school. So some parents are like, you know what? I didn't realize how hard this was.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning. If our listeners would like to find out more about you, Frank, if they would like to find out more about you, Barbara, if they would like to find out more about the series, how can they find out more?
Well, you can find me on Instagram at Reach4Diversity, the number 4. That's my handle there. And then Frank,
and my handle on Instagram is FrankMurphy2009. So at FrankMurphy2009. And I'm at FrankMurphyBooks.com if you want to check out my website.
All right. We're honored to have the book part of our recommended summer reading list in our picture book category. Again, the title of the book is A Teacher Like You. The authors are Frank Murphy and Barbara Dan. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us.
We're honored, Rodney. Thank you
so much. Thanks, Rodney.
All right. Thank you, guys.
So cool.